Hi, is this Corporal Moore?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name's Courtney. I'm with KPIC. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time to do this morning.
Of course.
And with Memorial Day coming up, thought it would be a good opportunity to feature someone from Roseburg who is kind of out there doing it currently. I guess just talk to me a little bit about, you know, like why you got into the Marines, you know, coming from Roseburg. Were you a Roseburg High grad?
Yes, I was. Graduated class of 2011.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so are you currently stationed in California?
Yes, I am at Camp Pendleton.
Okay. I know some people at Camp Pendleton. So why did you decide to join the Marines?
Well, I joined the Marine Corps, thought of it my senior year, and everyone else was filling out college applications and finding out what they wanted to do after high school, and I was sitting there not quite sure. And I remember the Marine Corps coming in and trying to recruit some of us from the band my freshman year and planting a seed in my head, and I just decided, you know, I'll go into the recruiting office and talk to them, see what they have for me, and a couple of weeks later, I was signing papers, and I was in the Marine Corps debt program.
Okay. Have you gone on any deployments?
No, I have not.
Okay. So, kind of talk to me about how it is being in the Marine Corps band. From what I've read, I understand it's kind of a different aspect than what you would normally think of, like being in the Marines.
Yes, it is. It's we do our primary mission is to support ceremonies, doing change of command ceremonies or retirement ceremonies, and we do parades, and we're a big public eye for the Marine Corps, always in our dress uniforms, looking the sharpest, and being out there for the Marine Corps, for the civilian life to see.
Okay, and so now you're out at 29 Palms. Are you still currently in 29 Palms?
No, I'm not. I'm back in Camp Pendleton.
Okay. So kind of talk to me about how you went from, you know, the Marine Corps band and then you were out at, I don't even know how to pronounce this mission that you all are doing out there.
Desert Scimitar?
Yes. Kind of talk to me about how you got out there from what you were doing prior to.
Well, our primary mission in the band is to support ceremonies, the change of command, the retirement, but our secondary mission is to post security if we ever deploy. For the camps that would be out there. And so we do that by going to 29 Palms and training out there, and we're all out there posting security for the training evolution.
Okay, so while there's guys out there training, y'all are kind of securing the perimeter?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And I know in that interview you kind of mentioned how there's people from all over and just different walks of life. So talk to me about how you kind of make an effort to get to know the other Marines.
Well, you gotta talk to them. Just gotta get to know them, see how they react to certain things, maybe certain other questions asked to them, and get to know them on a personal level. Just ask, you know, where they're from, what they like to do. Just get to know them, and that's just ask questions, hang out with them, talk to them.
Okay. So now that you're back at Camp Pendleton, you'll probably like do more of the ceremonial stuff that you're used to doing.
Exactly. Yep. Right back into it.
Okay, and how long is your commitment to the Marine Corps?
I signed in for 4 years, and then 4 years in the reserves.
Okay, so what are your plans post-Marines, I guess?
I'm not quite sure right now. I don't know if I'll re-enlist or if I'll get out, go back to college, or go to college. I've never gone to college yet. Not quite sure yet. I'm still thinking about my options.
Okay. Any plans on whenever you get leave, do you come back to Roseburg?
Yes. I've come back to Roseburg a couple of times. It's always nice to go back to all my favorite food places, go to Abby's Pizza and see all my friends and get the Oregon aspect of the weather. It's always nice.
Definitely. Okay. And I guess lastly, you know, with like Memorial Day coming up and everything, I know this is a big holiday and an important time. Do you do any kind of ceremonies for that and as your position in the band?
Yes, we do. We We do ceremonies as in we're going up to Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and doing a memorial ceremony up there.
Okay. Very cool. Sorry about that. So talking about what Memorial Day means to you as an active member of the Marine Corps.
Well, it's just remembering all the ones who came before us have fallen and remembering them, making sure that what they did, that we keep doing it and keep pride in everything they do and what we do.
Okay, perfect. Well, I definitely think I got some good information. Unless there's anything else, you know, I'm just trying to tie it back locally since you are from Roseburg and we're right here on Harvard Avenue. I guess anything you want to say to the local Roseburg people?
Not really, no, not that I can think of at this time.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.